Chapter 10. The Race. Bond sat high up in the grandstand and watched Shy Smile's owner through binoculars. Pissarro was at a table in the grandstand restaurant, not far below Bond. Rosie Budd sat opposite him. There was half an hour to wait before the perpetuities race started. Shy Smile was horse number 10. He was the bottom horse in the betting. The two favourites to win were Come Again and Pray Action. Bond put down his binoculars and remembered what Leiter had told him earlier that day. Leiter had gone to see Bell and had told him that he was a private detective. "I know about Shy Smile, who is really Pick a Pepper," Leiter had said to Bell. "If you win, I'll tell everyone what really happened. You'll never ride a racehorse again, Ting-a-ling. Or, you can win the race but be disqualified. Knock into the horse nearest to you and stop him winning. Do that, and I'll give you $1,000 now and another $2,000 after the race." A frightened Bell had agreed, but he wanted the $2,000 to be given to him at the Acme Mud and Sulphur Baths. He went there every evening after the races at 6 o'clock. Bond had the $2,000 in his pocket. If Shy Smile got disqualified and lost the race, he would go to the Acme Baths at 6 o'clock and meet Bell. When it was time, the horses came down to the starting place. First came number 1, Come Again, a big black horse. Then came Pray Action, a fast-looking grey horse. The big brown horse with a white face and white feet was behind all the other horses. A nervous-looking Ting-a-ling Bell sat on his back. The horses came to the starting gate, and Bond watched the race through binoculars. A bell sounded, and they moved quickly away. Shy Smile number 10 was close to the fence. Horse number 5 was just in front. Come Again and Pray Action came along next to him. Shy Smile was behind them. Round the corner, and now Come Again was at the front, and Shy Smile was fourth. Down the long straight part of the racecourse, and Shy Smile and Pray Action rushed past number 5. Shy Smile was almost next to the front horse. Now Pray Action and Shy Smile were side by side, together, moving quickly away from the others, coming to the last corner, racing towards the finish. There was a camera filming the race. Bond stopped breathing. "Now! Now!" he thought. "Do it now!" Pray Action was nearest the white fence. Ting-a-ling Bell moved Shy Smile nearer to him. Ting-a-ling looked away so that he could not see the grey horse next to him. Suddenly, Shy Smile's head hit Pray Action's head. He pushed Pray Action towards the fence. Pray Action's jockey stood up and had to slow his horse down. Angry shouts came from the crowd. Now Shy Smile was in front, going faster, faster. Moments later, Ting-a-ling Bell took him past the finishing post. He had won. Or had he? "Very clever riding, Ting-a-ling," thought Bond. Some minutes after the end of the race, a voice came over the loudspeaker.
"Attention, please, number 10. Shy Smile has been disqualified. Number 3, Pray Action, is the winner."
Bond smiled and walked towards the bar.